Well, this scorching hot night started at the stadium. Max Fried, the Yankee ace, looking to silence Tampa yet again this year. But before Anthony Volpe, and the rest of us for that matter, could all sleep extremely well tonight, some turbulence as this game took off. Yandy Diaz, he stroked a single to right. Fried got the grounder he wanted from Jonathan Aranda, but Volpe, ranging left up the middle, flipped wide of Jazz covering. So instead of one on, one out, two on, nobody out. Caminero's fly ball into the left field corner. Runners tagged to second and third. And even though Fried bounced back, fired 97 by Christopher Morel, huge second out, he still had to set down Johnny DeLuca. And DeLuca jolted one into right center field. Two-run triple. It's like a run Johnny run situation. A two-run triple. Two unearned runs in that first inning for the towering righty, Joe Boyle, who looked awfully tough, bruising through those first two innings, struck out the side in the second, finished off that inning, funneling 99 past Volpe, and Boyle was just beaming. More run support, top of the third, a leadoff solo shot, Aranda taking Max Fried deep to right. Jonathan Aranda's killed the Yankees all year, by the way, and it was 3-0 Tampa Bay, entering bottom three, and that was the inning of three true outcomes. Boyle, he walked Wells, he struck out Grisham. He walked Rice. He struck out Goldschmidt. And since Wells had swiped third, runners at the corners for Cody Bellinger. And thankfully, the best of the three true outcomes with two out. That's what Cody Bellinger did. Boy, is he clutch. And here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
Here's pitch. Swing on drive deep to right. Hit hard. Traveling out of here. Three-run homer, Cody Bellinger. New ball game at 3-3. For Cody, home run number 20. Takes his RBI total to 61. How great has this guy been?
How dialed in has Cody Bellinger been? 345 with 11 homers in his last 33 games. Homer every three games for Cody Bellinger. That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Importantly, after that, Max Fried shut down inning in the fourth, made it six in a row after the Aranda home run. And bottom half, how about Jason Dominguez? Second hit, battle from 0-2 down, a two-strike base hit up the middle, and Dominguez creating a run. He stole second, chugged to third on McMahon's fly ball deep into left. That set up Anthony Volpe, a chance to make amends right away.
And the pitch of Volpe, swing on, there you go, bloop single into center. Dominguez made sure, walks home. Yankees lead 4-3 here in the fourth. RBI single, Anthony Volpe, his 56th run batted in. That's a really good piece of hitting.
That was a middle stage. Volpe's night, this entire night, it's like when you wake up one day with a splitting headache. By the middle of the day, you're starting to think, this may not be so bad. After all, still plenty of daylight left by the fourth inning. Volpe blooping that go-ahead RBI single. And Wells followed. He lined one a second. It was dropped by Caballero. Everyone safe, and that was all for Joe Boyle. The lefty Mason Montgomery jogged in from the bullpen, and the Yankees stayed aggressive.
Runners go. Pitch thrown down to third. Game to left field. Head first slide. Volpe pops up. Score standing. 5-3. Yankees. Oh, some daring do here. The double steal, and it worked.
You love to see those double steals back in motion. The athleticism layered throughout this lineup in full effect. Volpe leading Wells, the best friends on this team, producing an insurance run brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. And Grisham grounded a first. That sent Wells to third with two out. Rice drew his second walk. So first and third, two out. Paul Goldschmidt pummeled an RBI single. Nice for him to turn around in a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Capped a second consecutive three-run inning for the Yankees. A 6-3 lead, and this one was different. Nine batters to the plate. Speed and situational hitting. And Max Fried making that lead hold up. 14 in a row for Max Fried, just flummoxing the Rays after that Aranda third-inning home run. Fried, seven strikeouts over those 14 hitters. And it wasn't until two out in the seventh. That's when he walked Nick Fortes. Aaron Boone jogged out. Let Fried stay on at 109 pitches, much to the delight of the stadium crowd. And an RBI double from Taylor Walls did follow. It ended Fried's day. But another masterful start for Fried after a Yankee loss. Only the two earned runs. Loaisca cleaned up the seventh. Then out of a two-on, no-out trouble situation in the eighth, yeoman's work against the top of the order. And bottom eight, Anthony Volpe against the righty Kevin Kelly, completing the perfect flip script, change narrative, vibe shift, however we want to label it, today's electrifying drive of the game.
And the pitch from Kelly, swung on and driven to deep right center field. Got all kinds of carry. Giddy up, baby. Gone! A home run, Anthony Volpe. It's 7-4, New York. Anthony Volpe with his second hit tonight.
How about that thump? We knew Volpe had power. 452 feet to right center field. 110 off the bat for our electrifying drive of the game, brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer today. That Volpe blast ended up really important. He gets Devin Williams greeted by the Josh Lowe triple. That run ended up scoring in the ninth inning. But Williams has restored order. Walls off second, two away. Volpe, second error of the night. Talk about a roller coaster night. 15th of the year, most in baseball for Anthony Volpe. That put Yandy Diaz on, kept the game going, and Diaz stole second tying run in a scoring position in the dangerous Aranda game on the line.
The 1-2 pitch from Devin Williams. The pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Victory for the New York Yankees. They hold on to win it 7-5 over Tampa Bay. Even this series at a game apiece.
And with all this attrition lately, as Aaron Boone would call it, this is the type of game you needed with Free. The Yankees got it done. We have Yankees Rewind. You can catch the segment on demand on the Free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WF Fantasy. Yankees Rewind on the Free Odyssey app.